For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, people have asked me about the Artie Awards and when are we going to do them, and I think it's pretty clear we know precisely when we're going to do them. As soon as we can. But in the meantime, I thought it would be fun, since these nominees may get to be nominees for a good long time, if we would sort of soap opera style parse them out week by week. And so I thought it'd be fun if you and I got the ball rolling and did this week announce the nominees for Outstanding Play and Outstanding Musical. And then WBFO, WNED is going to help roll out the rest. And we will be announcing precisely how we'll do that. But we will do it a bit at a time just to add to the fun. So what do you say?
Well, I say great, but just a definition point for our listeners. It's not exactly outstanding play. It's outstanding production of a play.
Yes.
And there's a difference there.
Yes. Certainly if we did outstanding play, presumably King Lear could win every year, right? But you could do a lousy production of a beautiful play. But these are outstanding productions of plays, and sometimes they can surprise you. Someone has a fresh insight. These are not the best musicals. Gypsy does not win every year. And
oh, well, take it away.
Take it away.
Start us off.
Well, which do you want to do first, play or musical?
Oh, let's do play.
All right, so it's outstanding production of a play. So the Artie Awards are Buffalo's version of the Tony Awards. These are awards for excellence in Buffalo theater, and it typically goes from May to May, and, well, this year it kind of went from May to March because everything got suspended. Productions were cut off mid-sentence. But as it comes out, the nominees for Outstanding Production of a Play are Kiss of the Spider-Woman at New Phoenix Theater,
Love's Labor's Lost at Shakespeare in Delaware Park,
Pipeline, Ujima Theater Company,
Tis Pity She's a Whore, Irish Classical Theater,
and To Kill a Mockingbird, Cavanoki Theater. Anything shocking there? Well, we shouldn't say, right? It's a solid roster.
It is. Very impressive.
Okay. And outstanding production of a musical. The nominees are Fun Home, Musical Fair Theater,
Hairspray at the Cavanoki Theater,
Nine at Second Generation Theater,
Passing Strange at Ujima Theater Company,
and Toxic Avenger, Second Generation Theater. So,
now that is one competitive category.
It is indeed. People were asking, with the season curtailed like that, were there going to be enough productions? And oh yeah, there were enough productions and of very high quality. So next week we'll be explaining a little more about how the others are going to be announced. So congratulations to those theater companies and to everyone involved in those productions.
Now, I think by now, all of our listeners understand all of the development and hard work that goes to produce a play or musical. I'm not sure if everyone understands how far in advance a play or musical gets written. And that brings us to an opportunity to see a play in mid-development called Hearts of Stone by Donna Hoke, which I got to see in early development at the Alleyway, but I gather folks can view online further development.
Yes, and this also had to adjust for COVID. Donna Hoke was supposed to be the artist in residence up in Hamilton, New York, but it became impossible for her to have an actual residency. So Donna, being industrious and tireless, put together Arts at the Palace in Hamilton with Women's Theater Festival in Raleigh, North Carolina, which does work with virtual storytelling. And so the two organizations decided to co-produce and do it virtually. And that's what they've done. So they were able to use a lot of Buffalo talent. The actors involved, it's one familiar name after another. And you can see Hearts of Stone online tonight at 7:30, tomorrow on the 25th. Yeah, web addresses on the radio are impossible. Go to our website and you can simply click and have a look at Donna Hoke's play, Hearts of Stone, in development.
And in all honesty, it is a beautiful, touching play about these patients who were mistreated in their lives reaching out across the ages to contact a living person for help. It's incredibly moving. I highly recommend folks tune in tonight.
I think that one of the best uses of a period of quarantine is the development of new work, letting fresh ideas incubate. And along those lines, Ujima Theater Company has put out a call for submissions. And it's called hashtag Art That Heals Black Lives Matter. The deadline is August 1st, so it would kind of have to be a project that you had going. You can find a link to it either through Ujima or through theatertalkbuffalo.com. And they're looking for an original or a recreated work. It can be visual art, song, dance, movement, monologue, poetry, and so forth. But now is a good time to channel your creativity because it can take years to develop a project.
Well, I think that's a lot to think about, but I enjoyed our conversation today, Anthony. We talked about the end of a process, the awards. We talked about the middle of the process, plays in development. And we just talked about the beginning of the process, the original creative spark.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.